B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Anthony!
Andrew, give it a song! Thank you! Yesterday, I went back in time to when I was a kid, and the Sixers ruled on spring Sundays.
It was nice out, too.
When the when the Sixers owned Sundays in March and April and May and even June. Well, it ended in May. And yesterday, it was exactly that in the most impressive win to date with this group through all the process. Yesterday was the biggest win. They go into an arena where the Bucks don't get beat often, and they played a hell of a game.
Yeah.
They played a great game. Obviously, Joe was incandescent. He dominated. He was just everything about the new age superstar. It was unreal. Down to his 13 threes. I mean, it was unbelievable.
One more than I would like, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's all part of the package. I mean, yep. You know, what he did yesterday was just incredible. And to me, the biggest key of it all, because look, Embiid's going to give you what he gives you. He may go off like yesterday and give you 40 instead of 30, but he's going to give you what he give you. Why the Sixers won yesterday was because of one man.
Ben?
Nope.
JJ?
Nope.
Jimmy Butler.
You got it. Jimmy Butler was the reason why they won yesterday.
Why did it take me to get to third to Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler was why they won. You look at all those big moments in the fourth quarter. He was assertive. He was alpha. He was alpha.
Yep.
He was the player that we saw, that skill set that was so good in Chicago, that went awry in Minnesota. That's who Jimmy Butler is. Jimmy Butler is a nasty dude who's got ice in his veins, man.
He wasn't standing there with his arms up. I didn't do it. I didn't touch anything. You know, he was out there like, I'm not ready. I'm not worried if I'm going to break something here in the store.
He was.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. There was a take. You remember the take?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up just strong take. And gets fouled, almost gets fouled. I thought I would have called the N1, and he double pumps, and drops it in. It was just a man's drive to the basket. That game yesterday with Giannis going off.
Oh man,
that I want to see a 7-game series of that.
Oh my god, to watch, because there's such spectacular performances on both sides. Embiid, Giannis, Ben having to deal with Giannis and the dunk, and then down at the other end, and Ben gets the put down and then yells as well. It's all theater. The game checked every box. It was a statement game that they rose to the occasion. You mentioned it. That was a team that only lost 5 times. They were 27-5 on their home court. They are a monster at home.
It was
a monster.
Yes. Well, congratulations to Brett.
Yeah, big win.
Because that was a big win for him.
That's his biggest win as the coach of the Sixers.
I agree.
Wasn't even a playoff game.
If, you know, they are that group now, that 5 together, 16-2. When they play together, they are just immensely talented.
Yeah, we were looking at this game going, we're going to learn a lot. You know, it is a regular season game, but this one clearly means more. And we know of the struggles the Sixers have had with those top teams in the East all year long. So to do this at this time, you know, on St. Patrick's Day, and to go into Milwaukee and get that win, and you're right, sign me up for a 7-game series against that team anytime.
Just great ball. It was
entertainment.
It was unbelievable. Yep. It was just great, great ball. It was why I love that sport.
Yep. It's everything you look for in basketball.
It's why I love the sport.
Yep.
Big game, played by stars, elite national television. It was something. And in fact, the Sixers are back, man. Like that, even like last year, they get to the playoffs, get the second round, the whole thing. Yesterday was that, like, they're strapping in because next, you know, 8-10 years, this is what you got, man. Yeah. Just elite ball.
Well, that's the thing. And it's really the kind of the layup question to ask today is, what does that win mean? Well, it means that they're a contender in the Eastern Conference to go to the NBA final. I hate to do that just one game.
No, but
that game was that was the stage yesterday.
Look, you're that the talent. We've said it a million times. The talent of that starting five, that's what it should. They should be.
Yeah,
I mean, the talent that they have on. That's why I was so happy to see Jimmy Butler be assertive and play his game.
Because that's what they need. He has to play that way if they're going to have that kind of success.
Because you know why? Because they need somebody to take shots. Ben's not ready to take those shots.
Yep.
And, you know, Joe's going to get hounded and doubled and tripled. You know, Tobias can equal hit an open shot, but Jimmy's got to be the guy that really wants and takes it. That's his gift. He's a closer.
Fourth quarter guy.
He is. Yep. He's a closer. That's the beauty of him. All right. Also, I don't want to lose this. What a great sports day. So not only Selection Sunday, which we'll talk about all week, but also last night, time, seconds dwindling. It looks like the Flyers are going to get shut out. But no!
JVR to the rescue.
It was unreal. It was unbelievable. JVR went off against the Leafs.
Patrick,
on the other night. Comes back big. Ties the game. And then Couturier wins it in overtime. Flyers win.
Yeah, you're right. It was the craziest sports weekend. You know, they get that wild game Friday night for the Flyers. They end up losing. You go, how does this happen? 7-6 after having a 5-2 lead. And then, and like you said, JVR gets the hat trick Friday against his former team. And then he comes in, 18 seconds left, ties it, gets the overtime winner, Couturier, and you beat the Penguins back-to-back times in overtime stadium series in that game. And the dream's still alive, I guess. It's obviously very tough, but you got to just live game-to-game with that team right now, whereas the Sixers is different. You're looking at every game and what it means for a run here into the spring. But an incredible sports week.
Nah, like, it was awesome.
And, like,
wall-to-wall
seriously.
College basketball.
Oh, college tour. And congrats to Jay again. Unreal.
Wins the Big East.
What else is new?
A thrilling game. Did you see that game?
Yes. Unreal.
Thrilling game. Cats win.
Big East tournament at the Garden. Nothing better.
It was incredible. Like, you know, it's funny because if you're a Villanova fan, those wins never get old, man. Cherish every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Cherish that coach. He's a great, great coach. What an incredible game. And they win yet another Big East tournament. They're
16.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah. So Villanova and Temple going to the dance, which is obviously awesome. Two teams in the tournament.
Temple's got to play in, though. They got a tough game.
And then also, Rory on St. Patrick's Day wins the Players.
The laddie on St. Patty's.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
What a sports weekend. There's just so much going on. I mean, we're, 10 days now from opening day. Bryce gets hit.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's going, oh, no.
Oh, my God. All I kept thinking about was Ben Simmons.
Yes. Sit him out for a season.
And then Carson Wentz.
Bubble wrapping him.
Oh, no. My God. Are you serious?
It's high drama on the seas in Philadelphia.
And Danny Tartable.
Oh, God.
That's all I kept thinking about. No.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was awesome. What a day. I can't wait to talk to everyone about this today. I mean, it was a great weekend. That Sixers game, can I tell you, I enjoyed that more than even the playoff games last year.
So did I. Well, because watching Giannis is like a thrill. He is tremendous. And I told you this before we went on the air. Joel Embiid is the perfect mix of everything the NBA loves. They love to market their stars, their most talented players. And he's a big man in a league that's bereft of big men at this point, right? Big men, it's like the heavyweight division in boxing.
Yeah.
They're freaks.
Yeah.
Right? And not only that, but he talks it. He's dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Thing,
but,
you know?
The thing that sets him apart is that
he's generational talent.
Well, yeah, I mean, he does things as a big man.
Yeah.
That big men aren't supposed to do. He's incredible. He's just as incredible. Like, some of the things that he does, at his size.
If you didn't have somebody.
And his touch is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look, I know 13 threes is excessive and all thing, but who cares? I mean, he's got an incredible touch, man.
If you had no gauge of how tall he actually was on the floor and watched him move, you go, he's 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
The way he moves and the way he handles the ball. There's no way that guy is over 7 foot to have that agility.
Man,
feet.
That was a fun day. And look, that Bucks team's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss, you know, it's not just the Greek freak. Like,
oh, Mirotic.
Giannis is a great, great player. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that Middleton is a hell of a player. I mean, they got players. The only thing that they were missing, Malcolm Brogdon, who's a good defender.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, that was a great heavyweight fight.
I feel sorry for people that aren't sports fans. I really do. Because you missed one of the most exciting weekends in sports. And it's leading into one of the most exciting times in sports.
Yeah.
As the tournament starts this week on Thursday, playing games, everything. And then right through, boom, March Madness.
This is why we do this.
We fell in love. What do these non-sports fans do this weekend? Watch Netflix?
God.
I mean, come on. Incredible. All right, 610-632-0975. A myriad of topics for discussion today. Whatever you're feeling today, but what does that Sixers win mean? What does it portend for this team going forward this year into the spring? Does that now make them a legit contender in the Eastern Conference? I believe it does. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Tourney Mania finally gets underway this week. The only thing better than sitting courtside is getting in on the action by filling out a bracket and placing your bets all in one place. The all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one mobile sportsbook in Jersey. For the tourney, DraftKings Sportsbook will offer both free and paid brackets, including a $64,000 bracket that's free to enter. They have it all, overs and unders and players props and in-game betting and special odds boosts every day, all tourney long. I mean, it's unbelievable. The tourney, all the upsets. I'm just looking at all these at the brackets right now. We'll give you all the picks. Good stuff. Look at these. Oh, I'm looking at Gonzaga as the one seed in the West. Wow.
They ain't getting to the Final Four.
No, my head's going to explode. I was looking at my bracket, and that was just the first coin. So don't forget, download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Fill out your bracket before tip-off for the first game on Thursday and enter the $64,000 bracket for free using promo code FANATIC. Plus, once the games begin, place your bets, and DraftKings will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey. Only gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
O'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Get excited!
No, you said it earlier. Like, this is why we love sports. I get happy when I watch these games. Like, this is it. This is like your whole life's vocation. Like, when you're a sports fan, you just dedicate. You just eat it all up. And it was just that weekend. It was like, there was amazing basketball. I was watching Duke Carolina Friday night.
Yeah.
Zion. I mean, the college stuff was awesome. I mean, it was wall-to-wall games. Just watching, going back and forth, watching Temple, Villanova. And it was a thrilling game. You know, that Sixer game was unbelievable. And quite frankly, it was like, puts me in my happy place when I was a kid, watching the Sixers play the Bucks on a Sunday afternoon at 3:30 from Milwaukee.
It meant so much. You're right. We do this for a living. We're blessed. Had we not done this for a living, we'd still be having the same emotional feelings today and physiological feeling. But frankly, we're sports gluttons because there was so much this weekend.
Oh, my God.
You know, I couldn't get enough.
No, it was awesome. And then there's Rory secured it on 18.
Yeah.
And he's got the water ahead of him, right?
All down the left side.
And he could easily go, easily play it safe. He goes right for the pin.
Yep.
Ballsy shot. It was, and it secures the championship.
Yeah, and an Irishman on St. Patrick's Day. It's like the story.
Because I like stories. So that was the perfect kind of symmetry of the laddie on St. Patty. And then it takes you to last night.
Yep.
So I'm watching, you know, Selection Sunday, which is awesome. You know, love Selection Sunday. You know, looking at all the brackets.
Kids going bananas.
Right in the Flyers.
Yeah. It was great. And that game last night, the first half of the game was kind of like, nothing really happening here. But then that second half, and the goaltending was incredible.
That was good white
knuckle stuff. Yeah, no margin for error. And
that's for hockey, again. I love a 1-0 hockey game.
And a playoff kind of tempo to it.
And then you know, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Flyers playing for their lives. Got to win. Got to get as many points as possible. You know, time's
the kid
ticking.
Was outrageous.
Goalie.
How about him? 40 saves on 41 last night?
Listen,
he made a couple of them that were just like, whoa.
Look, and you know, the Leafs game, Elliott's in, and he gets man, riddled.
Shocked. Yeah.
He gets riddled. I mean, Toronto.
That was beer league hockey.
You know. And then, you know, the kid comes back after a couple struggles his own right.
Yeah.
And just stones him.
Yeah.
Stones him.
Boy, he was tremendous in the game. It was a great night, even though that team probably is not going to go to the playoffs, breaking news. But still, it was great to just enjoy the action,
and
the athleticism.
And listen, suspended disbelief, though. You want to go in there and go, you know, you knows what.
It's not over to the fat lady sink.
I have seen Flyer teams, we saw them get in. The greatest run of them all since the Stanley Cups. 2010, they get in a shootout on the last game of the season.
Yeah, Bush in the shootout against the Rangers and Lundqvist, and they go all the way to the Cup Final after finally losing the Game 6 to Chicago. But you're right, it's not over until it's over, and the kid playing well last night, I was thrilled for him, because I know that he was probably in a spot questioning himself a little bit, going, all right, am I going to be able to get back there?
And
he did.
And that's those...
He battled.
And you know what? Those are those humps that he's got to get over.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
He's better for having struggled and now gotten over the hump.
And that's
no
why
doubt.
He needed to play. That's why he needed to be up here and he needed to play to go through this all this thing.
Yeah. So, tremendous sports weekend. And, you know, I want to hear from people, too. Just, you know, what kind of really... What was... I mean, Sixers is the pinnacle of the weekend for me.
Yeah. Listen, we don't need... To give you the sports radio cliche, questions here. What do you think it is?
Just react to what you saw this weekend.
Exactly. Like, here's what I want to do from now until 2:00. I just want to share this weekend with you guys.
Yeah. Because, boy, I feel satiated.
I just
want to
talk
weekend.
About it.
Sometimes a weekend, you build it up and it doesn't deliver.
I'm ready to go again, man. We got Sixers Celtics Wednesday night and then the tournament.
Oh, my God. So we gotta catch our breath quick here, because you got Sixers Celtics. You got to slay the Brad Stevens dragon next.
Yes.
Oh, this is great. 610-632-0975. Let's get to Josh in Audubon. He starts us off on the phones on the Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
How we doing, guys?
Yo, bro.
I think it was a Moneyball. They had a quote in there. I forget what exactly it was. It was like how sports is romanticized. And I feel like this is the part of the year where I really fall in love, especially now that they move the players, right?
Yeah.
You got the players and the same weekend as Selection Sunday and all these tournaments going on and then, you know, full throttle with the NBA and baseball's getting ready to start up.
Yeah, bro.
Like, this is a great time of year. But,
my man.
So that was my weekend. It was great. We got away with all the St. Patty's Day crowds and we just posted up in a dive bar and had all the games on.
That's the best!
It was great.
Posted up in a dive bar!
Yeah.
Beautiful!
To my Sixers point, real quick, my bracket has 4 ACC teams, and I'm like, I wouldn't hate it after watching that weekend.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I know.
So anyway, my Sixers point, I think we finally saw what we've all been yearning for yesterday. We saw all 5 of our starters play like 34, 35 minutes. And not only that, they played together because we shortened the bench. We played 9 guys, but besides Mike Scott, nobody played more than 20 minutes. So we saw all of our guys play together. We saw Scott and Ennis, you know, they're in their roles as a
playoff rotation.
Yes,
yeah, but you know what, though?
That's
beyond that,
he's been dying to see.
Listen, all that's fine. There's one reason why they won yesterday.
JoJo.
Nope.
Jimmy.
He's a given.
Okay. Oh, Jimmy. Well, yeah, that's what Jimmy, JoJo and Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, Joe's a gimme.
You get that every night from
Joe. Like, you know what beats exactly. Would give you. That Jimmy Butler was the Jimmy Butler who won the game for the first day he was here, and we haven't seen him since.
You have to have that. Because
yes.
Mm-hmm. You expect Toby didn't have his greatest game yesterday, you know? And, you know, JJ was making the shots, which was great, and that opens up for everything else. But if you have that dog in Jimmy, or yeah, in Jimmy and JoJo, we are going to be hard to beat. And I'm so excited because I was so down, you know, just waiting for what I saw yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm excited now. So.
And that's the thing too. You look at it, and you need that Jimmy Butler is the X factor,
because
the other Jimmy Butler, the passive Jimmy Butler, doesn't make them great. They're good because they got a ton of talent, and Tobias and J.J. Redick, Benson, obviously.
No, but his role, right, because his role is different. His role is to give you big shots, to give you, you know, listen, you saw Milwaukee come down, they hit a couple threes, and they make the game a sweat, right? So the last 3 minutes, it started to get a little hairy. But Jimmy and Joe, because you only hit the big three, but Jimmy gave you, I don't know, six points down the stretch just in those three drives.
When you need those
including
points.
That man's drive where he goes up and he kind of hangs in the air, gets hit, double pumps, and lays it in. Like going to the rim nasty, going to the rim strong. That is what's so important. You need somebody that can take over. That's not afraid of the moment.
It's not always the amount of points you have. It's when they happen, the importance in the game when they happen. And that's what you wrenched in those three buckets, and they were huge because they came at a monumental time, because we've seen this team squander leads.
Totally.
How about that fourth quarter? 43-41 was the point scored by Milwaukee, 43-6-40. Yeah. What a fourth quarter that is.
Oh, well, it was incredible. It was back. Milwaukee gets back in the game.
Yep.
You know, you were thinking about it, because I was thinking about it the whole game long. Are they going to blow the lead?
Yep.
How are they going to play with the lead? How are they going to play with it? And every time Milwaukee made its run, and they did, I give Sixers a ton of credit because they answered.
Yep.
They also ended the third quarter in a big way. See, not to geek out, but like it's all about ending quarters and starting quarters, right? Like
and mitigating damage, right, by doing that.
How you end stuff. Now, end of the first quarter, they made a mistake. Shot it too soon, and Freak was able to get, got fouled and shot the three free throws. So they gave up 3 points. You can't do that. The third quarter ends. Mike Scott hits a big shot. They correctly then hold the ball. They had the ball 18 seconds to go. They correctly ended the quarter with the ball. No, did no damage.
No extra possession from Milwaukee.
And you look, I thought they played well. They opened. I thought Brett's rotation was good. I think TJ was in there too late, but that's just nitpicking.
Played about 18 minutes, I think, yesterday. Still a little too much.
Yeah, but he was in there with like 5 minutes to go. Four minutes to go. That can't happen. But that's just nitpicking. I thought everything was strong.
Did you have I woke up yesterday.
Defensively, they kind of switched up a little bit.
Woke up yesterday, and I'm like, this is a great sports day. Like, I felt it in the morning eating breakfast. I'm going, look at this day. Sawgrass. Selection Sunday. Usually that's enough. Sixers, Bucks.
Well, that was on my mind for the morning. Listen.
Lobe.
I had a conference. Like, I'm a college basketball freak, so I'm watching all the college games. But, I couldn't wait. I, like, you know, Friday, when the weekend hits, my mind was on Sunday, Sixers, Bucks.
Yeah, as soon as the Sacramento game ended, Sixers, Bucks, let's go.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the Sacramento game, and they played well, and they dispatched of a team, and it was fine. It was good. It was a revenge game from when they lost to Sacramento. So it was a good quality win, but that game didn't mean anything unless you beat the Bucks.
Yeah, that was the game that meant everything. Let's go to Trevor in Connecticut on the Fanatic. What's up, Trev?
Oh, we should have another victory. Jason Martinez taking down that shock jock Mark Madden after the Flyers beat the Penguins in overtime.
Nobody knows who that media market star is. That guy's a douche.
Who? Exactly. Exactly. And also,
where'd it go, brother?
I got to defend the fair city against that slob.
Exactly. I'm glad you do that. I'm glad you're my hockey guy, unlike that fatso Mark Madden is. And also, ask a Pirates fan how many days it's been since they've won a World Series.
Yeah.
It's been 14,396 days.
Yeah, he posted, Anthony, that it's been like 16,000 days since the Flyers won the Cup. I thought that's the last time he saw his feet, but... But go ahead, Trev. What's your point on the Sixers and Flyers, brother?
I don't know what JoJo had for lunch, that pregame meal. Whatever he had, I don't know what it is. Keep it going. It's good juju. I'm always all about the good juju.
I believe he had the Yankee Bolognese.
Hey, give it to him. Whatever JoJo wants, give it to him. I'll say that. Also, Flyers, JVR, I'm going to say this. Everyone criticized the signing at first. I like it. It's been great so far, ever since Dwayne Simmons has left.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. It's true. That opened it up, and I agree with you. He's a different player.
Exactly. I know we shipped him off because we wanted a defenseman named Luke Shen, but we should have got Keith Daniel. But I'm glad we have another 20. We're going to have two people, three people that have 20 goal scorers on the Flyers this year. That's going to be amazing to have in a league that's all about pacing and spacing. So
it's just like January, he's leading the league in scoring, actually, too. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's going to be real interesting. Montreal, they lost this on Saturday. Chicago, it's going to be interesting. It's going to go down to the wire, I feel. So, because I'm going to the Toronto game next weekend. It's going to be interesting, I'll say. So.
All right, brother. Trev, appreciate it, man. Enjoy it. What a great weekend. I know everybody's geeked up. I love it. Let's go to what? Let's go to the man. Let's go to Mount Holly, New Jersey. And talk to your good friend of mine, Jimmy from Mount Holly. What's going on, Jimmy?
Fellas, look, I'm not here to ruin anybody's good time because I enjoyed the heck out of the weekend. But this point I'm about to make must be addressed. Brett Brown is making a very serious, foolish, dangerous tactical error by not playing Joel Embiid on Tuesday. Fellas, we can't worry about Boston the next night. We must lock up this number 3 seed. Now, Kemba Walker is going to drop 40 points on us. We need Joel's firepower to match that. I look at yesterday. Antetokounmpo, which everybody seems to have trouble with that, dropped 52, but because Joel got 40, and Jimmy was the main star of the game, no question, Jimmy Butler, not Jimmy from Mount Holly.
Well, you're a star, but Jim, let me play devil's advocate here. Because you know the big man. You know that there is such a thing as load management with him. You know it. You see when he has his wind, like he had yesterday, what he can do at the end of games, they're going to get that seed. I don't worry. I think they're going to win enough games.
Yeah, he had all kinds of rests, like when he was out for 8 games. And it's not like he doesn't have rest today. I mean, if we go 0-2...
He logged a lot of minutes, man.
Yeah.
You know, you need...
Go ahead, brother.
No, go ahead, Jim. It's your time.
No, it's just that I fear that if we lose this game, which I think we will, I mean, our confidence is going to be shaken. Right now, we're at the apex of confidence. Then we got to play this rotten-ass team that beats us all the time the very next night. I mean, maybe I'm being stupid, but, I mean, to me, 0-2 in the next 2 games, I don't think we get that third seed. We got to have it. We're not winning anything unless we get that third seed. We get that third seed, we could go to the finals.
Well, yeah, the path you're going to have to take, Jimmy, is going to be part of the equation, no doubt about it. And if they're going to get that third seed. Their schedule down the stretch is not that difficult, the Sixers.
Yeah, another good point, but I mean, maybe I'm being stupid. Let me be a little.
You're worrying over.
Again, you're not being stupid. You're just worrying a little bit too much. That's all.
The NCAAs, I was looking at the brackets, you know, our Wildcats could get to the Final Four. I mean, in the Sweet 16 round, they will play those bums who lost to Baltimore, Eastern Seaboard, or whatever it was. I mean, if they can beat them in the Sweet 16 round, I mean, this guy is the best coach in the United States, bar none. I'm not talking about career resume. Yeah. Jay Wright is the best coach in America, period. I mean, anybody...
Jimmy, he's fantastic, and he's done and with the job he's done with this team... is unbelievable.
No, I like the matchups. Here's the deal. Now, look, they're not the same team they were last year, all right? They're not a championship type of team. However, to Jimmy's point, I like the road. Now, St. Mary's is tough, but then you got Purdue. Now, they could beat Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
They're a one-sided, go up and down. I think, Jay, defensively, I think they could stop Purdue. Now you're just looking at Tennessee, and Tennessee's nasty. So that's the big that's your big hurdle.
That's the Sweet 16 game.
I mean, Tennessee's good. I mean, look, they beat Kentucky. Mm-hmm. The Tennessee Vol team is a good team. But to Jimmy's point, then you get Virginia, and who knows? You know, Virginia's a team where if you could score on them, because they play such great defense and they don't score, they're vulnerable. So that's why they're a tough pick to get to the Final Four.
If Jay gets to the Final Four with this group after what he's done the last couple of years, I mean,
I got Tennessee going to the Final Four there.
Okay, but you got Villanova taking them on in the Sweet 16. Getting into the second weekend.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right, and we're going to go through the brackets as we get closer and closer all through this week. I know everybody's going bananas, and everybody loves filling out the brackets and getting the pools and everything. And you got different logic, and you got to pick the right upsets. You got to find the teams that are hot and the matchups and all of that. So it's a great time of year. And boy, you like college basketball? You watched a lot this weekend? Wait till Thursday and Friday.
I don't understand how you're a sports fan and you don't like the tournament.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, like a lot of I believe it's not as good as it once was because of the one and done. But that being said, when it tips off on Thursday, they're doing back to back and look ins, and you're going to different networks. We got an upset alert. You know, all that. It's fantastic.
Like, I don't know how you don't like the tournament. I really
there's a purity
don't
to it, isn't there? A purity still to the tournament.
It's not even a pure. It's just. It's a perfect event, right? Because it's
huge field,
it's volume.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great event of volume. And if you don't like college basketball, you don't like basketball.
To me, you just got to like sports.
Well, that's the point. That's the thing. If you don't like sports, if you don't like the tournament, you can't be a sports fan and go, I don't like the tournament.
Yeah, can't hang out. 610-632-0975. Now, speaking of the tournaments, college sports fans, the tournament is finally here. And you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Your knowledge of the game and the top teams, it could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel has more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. And if you want in on the additional action, create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. Do you like the number one overall seed? Do you like the Dukies? But you can't count out Michigan, Kentucky, or Gonzaga. How about the local squads, Nova and Temple? They could definitely make some noise. Now, the most exciting time in college basketball, it is here. So get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament. Just go to FanDuel.com/madness. Again, that's FanDuel.com/madness. And start getting your bets in now for the tournament. And don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user, must be 21 or older. No purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mirotić having difficulty, and they lob it, and it's caught by Jimmy Butler. How fitting. And the Sixers beat Milwaukee 130 to 125.
Get excited!
Oh, my!
It was amazing, too. It was like 130 to 125. Like that
old school.
It was. I mean, that fourth quarter was unreal.
A lot of offense in that
game. Back and forth. How about the way Giannis gets to the rim, though, man? Wow, he's just unstoppable. I wish Ben gets that little bit of, with Giannis has. Like, they're very similar because Giannis couldn't shoot at all when he got into the league. You hope that Ben develops a little shot like we talk about. But even more so, that ability just to flush it in any time.
Well, Giannis went to the line 21 times. He's 19 for 21 from the line. 52 points. He's one of those guys where you go, okay, Giannis is coming in tonight. You're going to watch Giannis. I'll pay double. I'd pay double the freight to go see a guy like that because he's worth the price of admission.
There's
certain players in sports where I go, I would pay more money to watch that guy.
Yeah.
And I'll pay less money for some of the other ones.
That's right.
But he's one of those guys. He's a gate guy.
Yeah, yes, he's
brings
definitely
me to the gate.
No, sure. He's amazing when he takes over. Like you saw it, dude was like, I'm getting to the rim, getting a basket anytime I want.
Yep.
In that fourth quarter, I'm going to the basket. I'm going to go to the line. You know, whatever I got to do. He's just a great player. But you hope Ben because Ben has that same athleticism and that same kind of big body. They're
get there at will.
They're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one dunk, though, in Ben's face? Oh.
Is that what you call him, a baby?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
Ben came
yeah,
back
yeah,
on the next possession, yeah. flushed it in front of him, and went, ah! Yeah. Stood there right in front of him.
It was great.
See, that's the rivalry's budding.
It is. It's awesome.
And we can. I hope that they get into a 7-game series against Milwaukee in the conference
final.
Can I
just tell you? Look, I know that, you know, with the end of the season, we'll talk about, I don't know, Kevin Durant or whatever. I'm happy. I love this five. I really want to bring this five back. Really, the four. I mean, JJ will sign, should sign. He, yeah. he got overpaid a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so. 21 mil that first year.
So he deserves to come back at a cheaper.
Yeah, and he loves it here. He loves playing with this team.
So
loves the city.
But I love,
commutes,
I mean,
from Brooklyn.
That four, that core four that they have with Tobias, Jimmy, Joe, yeah. and Ben. I love that four, man.
When Butler's doing what he did against Milwaukee and he's being the alpha and saying, I need the ball in these key spots and being as aggressive as he was, then that's when the team can be special.
See, just big buckets he got.
Oh,
big,
yeah.
Man, Jimmy Buckets was on display.
When you got to stem the tide, that's when you need a guy like that that's going to go, that's my ball now. Hey, boys, go over here.
Just how he breaks down defenders. Mm-hmm. You know what? Because, you know, the beauty of Jimmy is he's got a mid-range game, and he's got to take.
You got to respect it.
He's got to take.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was an incredible, incredible performance yesterday. The anticipation leading into the game, and the stars delivered on every angle of it. Wow, what a day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Tony in Glenside. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? Hey, give me a second here. Let's talk basketball a little bit. I'm a Sixers fan. I love the Sixers, but I have a problem with two people on the team. Two people on the team is Brett Brown and Joel Embiid. You understand that?
Listen, I know you're going to tell me about taking too many threes.
No, sir.
What are you going to tell me about Joe?
Not even a three.
Wait, how do you criticize Embiid?
Joel Embiid had 38 points last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He can average 30 and 20 if he keeps his behind in the paint. All he has to, he took 30-something shots last night. 30-something.
Yeah.
Now, my thing
is... Here's the thing, though. Let me just address this real quick. Remember, he doesn't have great wind, right? And you need him on the floor. So there's going to be times where... You know what? He can't go down low and post up every possession. That he's got to be able to be up top at times because it saves his wind.
And that's where my Brett Brown come in at. Those should be plays, not with the ebb and flow of the game. Those should be plays when he can see, okay, I got to get my big man a little rest. Let's go pull the other center out, and let's slash now. That's what Brett Brown is their friend. He's not their coach.
I don't know. You know, I hear you on certain things with when it comes to Brett. However, he does get ample rest. I mean, one thing I can't complain is how Brett uses Embiid.
Minutes-wise.
Does Embiid get offensive rebounds?
Yes.
Where?
You're going to tell me he doesn't get offensive boards.
Now, he only had two last night, but he gets plenty of offensive boards.
He's nuts.
He watching the games, Tom?
My thing is, if he plays like Shaq instead of
Shaq! He doesn't need to be Shaq. He's a gifted all-around player. Come on, Tone. Don't give me this, let's talk basketball. Walk in the side, man. He's not Shaq. He's more Akeem than Shaq, and he's a blend. Look, do I think 13 threes is excessive?
Of course.
Okay. All right. Okay. But who cares? All right? But the bottom line is he's such a force. If you want to complain that during stretch time they need a bucket, he's not down low. All right. Like, you know, I've seen that in the past and I've gotten upset at that. But you can't want, he's not, this is not 1984. He's not supposed to be camped down the lane. He can do other things. He's got an incredible touch. He does. And not just from three, like, you know, from 18 feet out, he can hit it.
Why would you want to make him Shaq? You'd limit him.
Right. The other thing, too, is he's a big man with a small gas tank. All right? to go down low and grind and bump, it wears you out. So when he's up top, it's almost like a possession off because he's not grinding and bumping. He's not trying to establish position. He's up top. It's okay for him to be up top at times. It really is. Look, I'm a believer in go post up and get a bucket when I need one, but it is okay for him to be up top and take threes. It's all right because it creates space, takes the big man out. Ben can drive the lane. I mean, there's things you can do with it, and it saves his tank. Now's not the day to complain. I don't know how you can complain about Embiid.
Let's go to David in Baltimore on the Fanatic. Hey, David.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, bro?
Man, what a weekend. You know, first, the tournament, Thursday's my favorite day of this sports year, period, because the game's just nonstop from 12:15 to, what, 12 at night. It's like a sports junkie's dream. It's nothing against football, hockey, baseball, nothing against those sports. It's just there's something about having all those games going on simultaneously that I absolutely love. And then, so to the Sixers game yesterday, then I have a Carter Hart point. I'm with you, Ant. Like, to me, the biggest player on this team is going to have to be Jimmy Butler. You need a killer in the playoffs on the team. Yeah. Otherwise, you will not go far.
He's got that mentality.
I think he's the biggest X factor on this team. He's more than Embiid, more than Simmons, more than Harris.
You're right, because what you expect, you know what you're going to get from Embiid, and you know what you're going to get kind of from Ben, and Tobias has his role. But Jimmy's the one that can create his own shot.
There's variance in Jimmy.
Jimmy's the one that's got a mid-range game. Yep. Jimmy's the one that can drive to the basket, and he's got balls.
Right, and you're right. He's got that killer instinct. And to the Flyers game yesterday, Jason, that game was. I don't think I have to work out for a week because my heart rate is still racing from that game last night.
It was tough to calm down after because it was like so back and forth and great saves at both ends. And you know what? It's crazy.
In specific, though, there was one save in overtime that I've watched it three times. The one that Hart stopped on Dumoulin, where he just got his pad up just in time to get that. Because that was in. I thought the game was over. When Dumoulin shot that, I was like, that's in.
Yeah.
He somehow managed to get his right pad up. And you know what, I know a couple weeks ago you said, you know, and I get where you were coming from, trading Hart for McDavid. I get where you're, but I'm 32. I cannot look for another goalie. I can't. It's too much. This team.
Wait, who said that?
Yeah, I don't know if you got the right show.
This was a while back ago. It was like a total hypothetical. I thought it was you. Somebody said,
It was the OK guy that left a message about that, David.
Okay, because, listen, I would have a hard time trading Hart for it. I don't even think you could offer me anything. There's just too many goalies this team has gone through. And to finally look like we have somebody who can play, I can't. The kid is unbelievable, and I'd ride him out for the rest of the year. I would not even consider playing Elliott. Maybe a spell here or there, but that's it.
There's a couple back-to-backs, I believe, still on their schedule, too. You got to be careful in his usage. But I know what you're saying, but
I don't remember that.
The OK guy left a message, and I think that I said that's insane. I mean, look, the kid has been great.
Well, it can't be insane because, McDavid's outrageous.
Yeah, exactly. It's why it's insane the other way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, let's not get carried away.
Exactly. I mean, you don't even know what listen, we hope that he is what he is.
24 games.
But if somebody offered me Connor McDavid, come on.
Yeah. I'll send the kid and a couple other kids with him.
Right.
Let's go
all due respect.
Yeah, and by the way, the league would love it if you did it. Andrew says in my ear, and by the way, Doc Emmerich made the game even better.
Yeah, you
people were lauding Doc last night.
Yeah, you don't like Doc.
Yeah, nice man. Not the kind of.
I love him. I don't know why. To this day, that's him.
Man, he gets me on the edge of my seat.
He does it for a lot of people.
I love him. You know what, Andrew? It's the greatest mystery, and we've had this conversation for years, Jason and I. Years, and I for a guy with his hockey taste that he doesn't like Doc, it shocks me.
Yeah, it's just not my preferred sound of the soundtrack to the game, the ladle. And
now I'm kind of a hypocrite when it comes to this, because I love Doc getting excited for three periods. I hate when Tessitore is excited about a sack four seconds into an NFL game.
Because it sounds fake.
You're right. Forced. It sounds fake. Yeah,
that's why I don't like Tessitore. Tessitore's fake.
See, that's my issue with
Doc.
Gotta
be real.
He'll make a dump in sound like a 3-on-0 and a three saves.
Right.
Sometimes
there's an art to how you do it. Like I'm a huge, I was a huge Musburger fan. Because he was in, he made you feel like every play mattered.
Yeah, but you also
and he loved it. Like he enjoyed.
You could hear his passion for sports.
Yeah, like he enjoyed being there. I love he would read promos. Ah, the Sixers play the Lakers right here on ESPN Friday night 10:30 live from East Staples. You know, like and he
you
would,
could feel his.
And he would go on about like you know he's going off script and he's talking about yeah I like the way that Joel Embiid plays. Yeah. You know.
It was genuine.
Yes.
And you felt the fact
that's
that
what I mean.
Genuine.
That's why that story sounds fake to me.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.